He also was our guest at our student Shabbos a number of years ago. I think the 12th graders probably were not in high school yet then. Rabbi Engelsberg has spoken. He's a regular featured guest at student Shabbos, Shabbosos at Beis Yaakov conventions. He's always full of great ideas and inspiration and warmth and humor, and anyone who knows him knows how wonderful a person he is. He is popular and beloved wherever he goes, and it is a great kavod for me to introduce someone who's also a personal friend, Rabbi Engelsberg.
I am deeply grateful to Rabbi Zweig for even letting me in through the door into this incredible Makom Kadosh, never mind allowing me to teach a few periods a week and to have the tremendous chus of talking to all of you this morning. Yishai, true story, was about 15 years old when he asked his Rebbe if he can speak to him. He said, "Rebbe, I have a problem." His Rebbe, a kind, compassionate person, said, "What's up, Yishai?" He said, "You know how I daven for the Amud? I'm the Chazan often on Shabbos." And Rebbe said, "Yes, you have a beautiful voice, Yishai. You've been gifted." And Yishai said, "I'm not doing it anymore." Rebbe said, "How come?" He said, "Rebbe, here's the problem. You see, when you're daven, it's Avodah Shebalev. You're supposed to be talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're supposed to be communicating with Hashem, being inspired. It's very, very personal, you know. But for me, when I finish davening, it's like a performance. All the men say, 'Yashikayach, Yishai, great job, wow, amazing.' The ladies come down from Ezra Snashim, 'Wow, that was so beautiful, Yishai, that was so inspirational.' You know, here in a moment where I'm supposed to be using my kochos to serve Hashem, it becomes a performance. I'm not doing it anymore. Rebbe, it's like the opposite of what I'm supposed to be doing when I daven." Says Rebbe said to him, "Yishai, I want to ask you a question. Do you mean to tell me that when you get up for the Amud and you daven and you lead the tefillos, do you mean to tell me it's 100% for you, for your ego? It's a performance, 100% performance, and it's 0% for HaKadosh Baruch Hu?" So Yishai, being a teenager, who are usually brutally honest, thought for a moment and said, "No, Rebbe, I can't say it's 100% for my ego, but it's mostly for me. It's also for Hashem, but it's mostly for me." Says Rebbe said to him, "Listen, Yishai, if you told me that you took time out and you studied Musar and you worked on your character for 10 years, 10 years of Avodas Hashem, working on your ego and your anava and humility, and then you finally went back to davening for the Amud, and you told me, 'Rebbe, today I daven for the Amud after 10 years of working on my character, and today it was 100% L'shem Shemayim, 0% for me,' I would say to you, 'Yishai, really? You're not a human being? Nothing was for you? Not a drop fed your ego, made you feel good?' So Yishai, understand what's going on over here. Today, it's somewhat for you and somewhat for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And after 10 years, it's somewhat for you and somewhat for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your Avodas Hashem, Yishai, is not to make it 100% for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to make it 0% for you. Your Avodas Hashem, Yishai, is to make it 1% more for Hashem and 1% less for me. Yishai, 1% more for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and 1% less for you. Don't stop davening for the Amud. Hashem gifted you with a beautiful voice, but every time you get up there and you daven, you're not battling for the 100%. You're battling that today my tefillah is going to be 1% more for you, Hashem, and 1% less for me. That's the battle. There are 24 Sifrei Tanakh. They're all kadosh. They're all filled with kedusha. But Chazal tells us there's one sefer which is not just Kadosh, but it's Kodesh Kodashim. Which of the 24 Sifrei Tanakh are Kodesh Kodashim? The holiest of the holiest, Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim, Chazal tell us, doesn't even have a simple explanation. There isn't even a Pashut Pshat. Because if you read the words and you translate them, it sounds like a very intimate song, the song of songs between a person and his spouse, a man and his beloved, a woman and her beloved husband. And really what Shir HaShirim is a mashal. It's just a parable. It's allegorical. And it's using that most intimate of relationships, Ben Ish Le'ishto, to describe the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. And if you look through Shir HaShirim, it is so deeply moving. It is so heartfelt. It's so full of yearning. And then you come up to a pasuk that describes the most incredible relationship between the person and his beloved. Ani ledodi vedodi li. Translated, I am for my beloved and my beloved is for me. And if you get to Perikei and you read Ani ledodi vedodi li and you look at those four words, all of a sudden you look at them a little bit more and what jumps out at you? Elo, Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed, Elo. Ani ledodi vedodi li. Today is the middle day of the month of Elul. The Sfarim HaKadoshim count the hours that there are in Elul. There are 696 hours of Elul. Because for Klal Yisrael, this is the season, this is the time that a person can feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love. To use the words of the Mishnah Berurah and his Akdama to Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Ki Be'elu Arbaim Yom, these 40 days, which include Elul and Aseres Yimei Tshuva, HaTshuva Mekubeles Lios Libo Karov El Dodo B'Tshuva. It's the time of year that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it that our hearts are open and feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do Tshuva. Half of Elul is behind us. 14 days have gone, never to return, but 14 days of Elul are still ahead of us. And if you add that Aseres Yimei Tshuva, because if you continue looking at those Elul, Ani Ledodi Vedodi Li, and as you see those first letters spelling Elul, and you're reminded the most intense of relationships is right now. This feeling of Dveikus B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's so easy to reach during this month. You see the last letters, Yud, and another Yud, and another Yud, and another Yud, 40, 4, 10, 10, 10, 10, 40, because there's 40 days, not just Elul, Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And if you add those days that remain in Elul and Aseres Yimei Tshuva, ladies, we have over 600 hours left. 600 hours. The Bali Musar count the hours. 600 hours of opportunity. 3,600 minutes of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu during this month, back to Shir HaShirim, he's not simply just there, ready and waiting for our tshuva. We're told in Shir HaShirim, the pasuk says, Kol Dodi Dofek, the sound of Dodi, my beloved HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Dofek, he's knocking at the door, Pischi Li, he says, Klal Yisrael, open up for me. Dofek, there's the knocking. Hashem says, please, my dear daughter, open up. Open up. Please open up. What should we open up? Say the Chazal. Say Chazal. Shir HaShirim in the Medrash. Rabbi Yossi Amar. Rabbi Yossi says, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem says, Banai, my dear children, Pischuli Pesach Echad Shel Tshuva. Open up. Just open up a little tiny hole of Tshuva. Kechuda shel machat, like the top of a needle, the needle point. It's so tiny, just open up a tiny, insy little bit of opening. And what will I do, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'ani posach lachem psachim. I'm going to pry open that door. You give me a little tiny, little bit of opening. Open up your heart, a drop, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, kechuda shel machat. I'm going to throw that door open. Psachim shuagos v'kronios nichnasos bo. It's going to be so big, that hole, that it's going to allow me to enter, and your connection to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be unbelievable, beyond anything you can imagine. 1% more for Hashem. 1% less for me. Open up that heart. 1% more for Hashem. People make the mistake that I can't do tshuva, I can't yet be that person I want to be. It's so hard to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect. Pischli pesach kichuda shomachat. All a person has to do is just do a tiny little bit. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's knocking. He's trying to inspire us. He's reaching out to us. Just do something, something small, something big, something, anything. Kal Yisrael had in its midst a giant which we call the Aderes. The Aderes is Rashi Tevos Eliyahu David Rabinovich Tumim. He was a Rav in towns that you heard of, because those towns became famous for the yeshivas that are in them, and those yeshivas have been transplanted into other places. He was a Rav in the Mir, the town of Mir. He was a Rav in a town of Panovich. And obviously those two towns and their yeshivas now are household names in the greatest yeshivas in the world, Mir and Panovich. The Aderet was a Rav. He had a very difficult life. When Aderet was 5 years old, he lost his mother. He had a twin. That's why he's called Tumim, Eliyahu David Rabinovich Tumim. And after he was a Rav for many years in these towns, he got an invitation to come and move to Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh. In Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh, the Gadol Ador, Rav Shmuel Salant. This is when the turn of the century, not the last turn of the century, the turn before that, into the 1900s, Rav Shmuel Salant was the Rav of Yerushalayim. And Rav Shmuel Salant scanned the world and said, I need someone who is worthy to be my memalei makom, who's going to take over for me when I'm no longer able to be the leader of Yerushalayim, of the Kehillah in Yerushalayim. And he invited a man almost 30 years his junior, the Aderes, to come to Eretz Yisrael. And Aderes accepted the invitation and he came. And Aderes worked as Rav under Rav Shmuel Salant for 4 years. And Hashem had other plans, because Aderes got sick and he was nifter. And Rav Shmuel Salant in his 90s was maspid. He eulogized the Aderes, who never became his Mimali Makom, because Aderes outlived because Shmuel Salant outlived Aderes. Now, when Aderes passed away, he didn't have a lot in physical possessions. Didn't leave over a whole lot. But he left over at Tzava a spiritual will for his children. It was meant for his children. Paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs of beautiful things he had done, Hanhagos Tovos, great Madregas he reached. He wanted his children and his grandchildren to learn from his behavior, from the things he had done. Maybe it will inspire them. If you read this Tzava, which has been published, and you get to paragraph 63, 64, you find it saying something like this. I was traveling in the town of wherever it was, and it was a Friday morning. And I was in shul, and I came to daven, and I was davening by the window, and there was a total solar eclipse. All of a sudden, it was getting so dark outside, the birds were diving into their nests, and I really, really, really wanted to see. I wanted to see how dark will it get. A total eclipse is something fascinating to watch. I wanted to see it, but I was up to the bracha of Ga'al Yisrael. I was finishing the bracha of Ga'al Yisrael, which is supposed to connect right there to Shmon Esra. And here I am next to the window, and I want to see the eclipse. So I closed my eyes like I always do when I daven Shmon Esra. And I daven my Shmon Esra with my eyes closed like I always did. And by the time I finished my Shmon Esra, it was already light and everything was back to normal. Then he writes the following words to end the paragraph. Bitalti ritzoni mipnei kvod Hashem yisbarach. I didn't do what I wanted to do. Bitalti ritzoni mipnei kvod Hashem yisbarach. 1% more for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 1% less for me. Ladies, it's mind-boggling to me to read this. This Aderes is describing what happened one time. He's not saying this is Anaga Tova I did for 3 months. This is Anaga Tova I did for 10 years. One time, he was tempted to look out the window and see an eclipse, and he didn't do it one time. One time. One time, and he wrote it down, and his spiritual wills for his children and his grandchildren, and in the year 2019, 100 years later, we all know about it because he did it one time. Can you imagine you're about to take out a bencher and bench Birkas HaMazon after you ate? And as you're benching, someone wants to talk to you, or the phone rings. And one time, just one time, you don't look out of your bencher, and you're mevatel your ratzon. Mipnei kvod Hashem yisbarach. One time, put it in your will. Write it down for your daughters to know. Your great-grandchildren need to know that one time, one time, one time, you're mevatel your ratzon. Mipnei kvod Hashem yisbarach. One time you did it. Daderis thought that was worthwhile. Pischuli Pesach. Open me up a needle hole one time. One time, don't speak Lashon Hara. Just one time. Just open up your heart one time. A little more for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a little less for me. Can you imagine what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do? He's going to yank it open and you're going to have a spiritual tzava to write to your children and grandchildren. Imagine you do it two times. Two times that you're tempted to do something and you don't click. Two times, three times. Little things. 1% more for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 1% less for me. The Gemara says in Maseches Kiddushin something that's Ma'avel Alarayim. Imagine a person that you would describe as a Rasha Gamur. I don't even know if you can find anyone in your mind that you know that could be described as a Rasha Gamur. What's a Rasha Gamur? A complete and totally Rasha. Imagine you know such a person. A Rasha Gamur. Gamur. Complete Rasha. Complete Rasha. And here he is, and he wants to be Mekadesh HaIsha, wants to get married. Now the Gemara discusses non-conventional cases, so we can learn the boundaries of the halacha. And there is such a thing in halacha that a person can marry a woman conditionally, can make a condition. If condition isn't met, it's not a good marriage. If condition is met, then it is a good marriage. And there's all kinds of course, obviously, no normal person is going to get married under the chuppah and make a condition with his wife. That's just not what we do. But to understand the halacha, the Gemara discusses all the interesting cases. So the Gemara says, what if a person who's a Rasha Gamur, Gamur, complete Rasha, turns to a woman, says, I'm going to be Mekadesh you, here's a ring, but it's going to be conditional. I'm marrying you, Almenas Shani Tzadik. Almenas Shani Tzadik. I'm marrying you, but one condition. The condition is that it's only a good marriage if I'm a Tzadik. And he puts the ring on his finger, her finger in front of Adam, says the Gemara, Mekudeshes. She's a married woman. What? He said, Almenas Shani Tzadik. And we know he's a Rasha Gamur. Says the Gemara, doesn't matter. Shema, hear her, tshuva, bedaito. Because as he put the ring on her finger, it's possible he was mehar b'tshuva. He thought a thought of tshuva. Pischuli Pesach, kechuda shel machad. He opened up his heart just a little bit, 1% more for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 1% less for me. I don't want to be a Rasha Gomer anymore. Yazov Rasha Darko, I'm going to be a changed person. And a one hearer tshuva, just one hearer tshuva. Mar says it's a good kedushin. This is Elul. Feeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love. Understanding that any little action that we take, if we could only put this into our hearts, if we could only feel it, if we could only take on the day, one smile at another person, one vitur, one time where you don't have to have it your way, one time, one tefillah with kavana, anything, just anything. The next 600 hours, there's so many opportunities, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dofek. He's just knocking. He's just waiting. He's saying, Ani ledodi vedodi li. Just my dear daughter, just one little thing. Just one little thing. 1% more for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 1% less for me. May the Ribbono Shalom give us all the siyata d'shmaya, that as we move forward, as we go through the days leading up to Rosh Hashanah is 2 weeks away, and as we get into the most intense period of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we remain besimcha, we remain happy, we remain calm, we remain serene because we keep doing little things, little things, little things, and as we do those little things, and as we feel the Kirvas Elokim for one thing, just one thing, 1% more for Hashem, 1% less for me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to yank our hearts open. We stand by Ne'ilah. We'll be zakim umezuchachim. We'll feel that connection. We'll feel the galus Hashem, the yiras Hashem. And we'll all be zaycha, taksiva, v'chasima toiva to a good gebenshtyor.